So they became very disconnected from our kitchens. And that feels really hard as a chef that our children can't cook. A couple weeks ago, we cooked for 2 weeks straight every night. Valentine's. It's a fantastic place in the restaurant world. And I said, after these 2 weeks, someone needs to cook. Because I'm like, you can cook. So my last meal cooking for myself, I made it for my kids. So I made a big pot of tortellini, lots of butter, lots of Parmesan cheese, just like a chef would make. I set it in front of my family and I was like, this is your last dinner.
Welcome to Chef Over Your Shoulder, our podcast about the connections we make through cooking. Pairing professional chefs, Jody and Kirsty from the Culinary Studio, with me, a burn to the bottom of the pan expert, creates the perfect recipe to demystify the kitchen and bring back the joy of cooking without the pressure. On today's episode, we're talking about quitting. Jody shares the story behind her viral I Quit post on Instagram. She's not quitting cooking altogether. Instead, she's quitting the role of default family cook and handing some of that responsibility over to her kids. Jody shares what has actually happened now that her kids are in charge of making dinner. We get into the real side of it, from burnt croutons to successful Thai curry. You will learn how this experiment has given Jody the gift of time and how both Kirsty and I are inspired to try something similar in our own kitchens. Our conversation is funny, honest, and gives you a realistic look at how kids really learn to cook, how families can share the load, and why teaching children to feed themselves is about so much more than just getting dinner on the table. Jody's stories will give you permission to step back and the inspiration to say, I quit, in your own way, without anyone going hungry.
So ladies, I'm eating protein, a bowl of protein, the latest fad, you know, like 2000s, early 2000s, wheat belly. We didn't eat any wheat. Then we stopped eating sugar. But protein's all the rage. Protein chips, protein milk, protein, you know, put more protein on a protein.
Yes.
But I like cottage cheese, so I'll eat it just because I like it.
Oh, good for you.
Cottage cheese in a Le Creuset bowl. Mm.
I know. Jody's so fancy.
Do you want me to tell the story of these bowls?
Yes, I do.
I love an army surplus, right? Like you just never know what you're going to get. And I remember when I was in maternity leave and I had like, we still have $0 sometimes, but I was like, I have like $10. Like I need something. I need to like do some retail therapy. I'd go into the army surplus and you'd come out with God knows what, right? And you feel real good. So I still do that. And I popped in just before Christmas, wasn't it, Jody? And on the shelf was a box of 6 Le Creuset, like not even knockoff. And if you know, right? Like are like the pots, you know, Le Creuset, they were called rice bowls. And they're just like the perfect little cereal bowl, yogurt bowl. Jody was just harfing her cottage cheese out of
I was not harfing. I was daintily eating.
And like every bowl is a different color.
They're so cute.
So the 6 iconic Le Creuset bowl colors, $29.99. I was like, start the car. I was like this in the army service. I was like Oprah. I'm like, you get a set. Like calling friends. Obviously Jody got one. I called my in-laws, went back and bought more. I'm like, I'll take 2 more. And anyways, huge, best score ever at the army service. And there's not even a chip. Like they're perfect.
Well, they're restaurant grade, right? So when you have chipware, as we call it, right? You have a plate that has some chip on it or chipware. It's because it's not meant for all of the hustle and bustle, even of a family, not of a restaurant, but not of a family. So a lot of the stuff that we have cursed is kind of I wouldn't call it a hangover, but I would, as a result of our business.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's really good quality. It stands up to kids getting angry when they have to empty the dishwasher. Oh my goodness, right? Or fill the dishwasher. It really stands up to that. And I think $29.99. Come on, we could have had 3 coffees. It's very generous that Kirsty even thought of me. I'm thrilled that she did. We did go back And we went another time and I got a second set.
You know what, Amy? I was there actually just a few weeks ago and I'm going to see if I can get a set for you.
Oh, thank you.
You deserve one now.
But the dishwasher, you're not wrong about the angry dishwasher load and unload. And that leans into exactly what we're talking about today. A little bit of quitting, parent quitting, in the sense that sometimes we get tired of the daily tasks and we get tired of maybe the children not always living up to the expectations, or possibly when they turn a certain age. I find that's what I did. I'm like, you're now this age, you should be doing this. And the frustration mounts. And so I have dishwasher frustration for sure. But Jody and now Kirsty, you guys have been sharing online, and we talked a little bit last episode about quitting in the kitchen. And so tell us a little bit about why you started it. That's really what I want to know, because it showed up on my feed. I'm like, what is this? What happened? Was there a blowout? Was it building? What's going on? And where it is today? And how is everything going?
I was thinking about, you know, coming into today and we were going to talk about it. And I was thinking about, where should we start? Should we start at the beginning or do we start at the end? I'm going to start at the end. It is working. They are cooking. So my friends, do it. You need some patience. You need some understanding, but they will cook. You need to teach them. I don't care how many kids you have. Kirsty's got two. I've got four. Everyone will have like plus or minus two or three from Kirsty and I, probably, right? Unless you're my grandma, she had 12. But you know what I mean? Like, most people have, like, if you have less kids, I find that you could take it all on, but it doesn't make it less stressful. It's still a chore. It's still a work. It's still like all of the space in your brain.
I was just going to say, thinking of the idea. These kids are coming up with great ideas, Jody, as you've told me.
My kids are like, so what I will go back to how it started.
Okay.
So probably, we'll go back to COVID times. Kirsty and I transferred our business online. Before that time, Kirsty and I both would work many nights. We'd work many mornings. We would see our kids off to school and then we would be gone and we'd be home sometimes when our kids were in bed. Not Kirsty's night owls, but sometimes my kids were in bed, right? And whatever they ate, it was what they ate. Like, my husband did all of the cooking. It was a lot on one parent. One of the things that he made, and I'm going to give a shout out, Kirst, because you made it better. He would make this mac and cheese with ground taco onto the top of it.
Oh, yes. We developed that recipe. We developed the recipe. You can get access to that recipe now. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so, like, when I was like, what's Kirsty making? I'm like, oh, the origin story is Dan Cross.
Yep.
His taco mac and cheese. And my kids loved it. So then, but that's what they were eating. So then we come to times when Kirsty and I, our business is online, 100% online. We are loving it. It's fantastic. We close our computers. Dinner's ready for our family. They eat whatever. You know, during COVID, we ate, what was it, Thai curry chicken 5 days in a row or longer because people were booking us out. And that was what it was. My kids were like, please, please. It took them a couple years to come back to enjoying it. And they have. But that's how it was when we taught classes. So they became very disconnected from our kitchens. And that feels really hard as a chef, that our children can't cook. Mind you, growing up, my dad was a plumber. My mom was a hairdresser. I always joked I had split ends and a singing toilet, but that's just what happens. You know, and I'm going to say to everyone, forgive yourself if you have this skill set and your kids don't get it because you work it all the time, right? So that was the issue. So we taught some kids classes last summer. And my kids, I would talk about, you know, we talk to all of our people and say, hey, my kids love this recipe. And then I'm like, but could they cook it? Right? Kirsty was the same thing. Could they cook this recipe? Answer, absolutely not. They wouldn't even know where to begin. So at that point, I was like, kids, you're cooking. You're going to cook. I said it for a year and a half. Nothing happened. I guess the math doesn't work. Said it since last summer. Then a couple weeks ago, we cooked for 2 weeks straight every night. Valentine's. It's a fantastic place in the restaurant world. but we cooked for 2 weeks straight. My kids had restaurant, like they chose up. I'm going to have this, right? They pretty much had menus to choose from because we had so much food. So they ate fantastic. And I said, after these 2 weeks, someone needs to cook.
I feel like I saw it on Instagram. I didn't even know it was happening, Amy. I just, and you know what was so like, all the heading was just like, I quit. And I'm like, oh my God, is she leaving me? Like, what's happening?
Dinner was not made. I sat down and I was angry. I ate a delicious bowl of buttered tortellini, Olivier pasta, thank you, right? Butter and Parmesan cheese. I ate it. I was satisfied, but I was angry. Because I'm like, you can cook. So I did my last meal cooking for myself, I made it for my kids. So I made a big pot of tortellini, lots of butter, lots of Parmesan cheese, just like a chef would make. I set it in front of my family and I was like, this is your last dinner that I will cook until you guys start cooking. And I chose I chose 21 days because you hear out there in the guru world that 21 days forms a habit. Mm-hmm. So each one of my family members has to make 21 meals before I just start cooking again for them. I will only cook for them when I get paid to cook professionally.
Imagine if everyone could say that. I'm getting paid to cook you a meal.
The best part is, yeah, Kirsty, I didn't really tell Kirsty. I just was like, I was sick of it. Like I actually ate lunch at TNT that day by myself.
Well, because you were in the car. That's what kind of got me. I'm like, something must have happened because, you know, we go to our car sometimes to retreat because it's the only place we have quiet.
Yeah, it feels like an office sometimes. There's a lot of confectionals in a car. I love it.
Yeah. So I think that this is fantastic. I'm sorry that you got there by frustration, but I think we've all been there. We've all been like, I'm done. I can't think of another meal. I can't go to the grocery store anymore. I can't have you tell me how much you don't like the meal. And we've got all kinds of ages here. So that's the other thing. And I thought, oh, I should find out how old everybody's kids are. But I think what you're saying, Jody, it really doesn't matter. I think there's an age appropriate way to do this, regardless of the age of your kids, right?
Yes. And I do want to highlight that it wasn't out of anger. I was in pure Zen peace when I quit, right? I've been very calm about it. I have been also, you know, like my neighbor commented on that first post and was like, oh, let's see how long this lasts. I'm like, oh, it's lasting. We need to take the frustration out of it and say, we are empowering our children, right? We are empowering our children. Our children, whether you know it or not, are getting Uber Eats Starbucks to their high school.
Yeah.
They are Uber Eats eating to their high school. And if you're like, no, they're not, I'm like, mm-hmm, they are. Yes, they are. And so this is our generation where they could sit on the couch, doom scrolling, what's it called? Bed rotting or whatever it's called, right? Brain rotting, bed rotting, and order food and never even get up. They could just leave it at the door, roll to the door and go get it. And they're like, why do I need to learn how to cook? I'm like, because it's a fundamental skill that we all need. Everyone needs. It's more delicious. It's economical, right? It's empowering. It's rewarding. It's stress relieving, right? There's so many things about cooking that are so fantastic. It brings back memories. Like, Chris, we have stories of people that say, I made this meal, and I'm getting goosebumps saying it. I made this meal and I thought of my grandmother. She used to make it the exact same way. It is a time machine back to a different time. So it is, we need to teach these children how to cook.
So Jode, what kind of meals have you been getting? That's the big question. What are they making?
There's been a variety. I have told my children, go to my website, choose the meal that you want, because there is something there that you'll love. Right? If they bring me this like viral post from some 17-year-old kid, it is mildly insulting. It could be super delicious, but I'm like, dude, try mine first, please. So they go to the website, they find the recipe they want, they print it out. I do ask them, like, would you like the recording for this? And they're like, no, that's fine. I'll just take this. I'm like, okay. And if they give me enough time, I will then gather the ingredients for them, not measure, right? Math, that's a math skill. I will not measure, but I will put them all out for them and then they can execute. Sometimes they need sous chefs. We've had some mishaps. We've had some tears. Me from pure laughter. My children are like, so, like, how am I ever going to be able to live on my own if I can't make croutons?
Aw.
Amy, Jody called me and was like, you're not even going to believe what I'm about to send you as a photo. It looked like somebody had dropped off a bucket of coal in your oven. Like, they were so black, these little croutons. Poor Chloe.
But I made her make the croutons. That was the thing. She wanted box croutons. I'm like, no, honey. No, you can make them. And you'll learn. You'll learn. You live and learn. It's not been every day we've eaten leftovers. Leftovers now are delicious. They weren't before. They used to rot.
I always say, open the fridge and eat something, right? It's like, open the fridge.
Yeah. And they're like, I had that yesterday. I'm like, well, now it sounds delicious. The first night we had Thai curry, my oldest son takes cooking classes at high school. Really valuable, right? To all those culinary arts teachers and classes. So he felt comfortable enough. He took my recipe, made it. He's like, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to add that. I'm like, that's okay. It was delicious. Then we had the chicken Caesar wraps, because the initial thinking was like, oh, I can just buy a bottle of salad dressing. And I'm like, no, honey, you're going to make it from scratch. And people have asked, they're like, you're making the make it from scratch? I'm like, yes, I am. Like, we've got a blender Caesar recipe, right? It's the same from our kale chicken Caesar bowl. So easy, so delicious. I've got it in my fridge, excited about lunch today, right? Everyone can make it.
And you said, Chloe put that recipe in her phone. Like, she's like, oh, great. Now I can make this whenever I want. When someone puts it in their phone, when a teen puts it in their phone, that's amazing.
That's like a pinnacle of win. I mean, that's what you want, right? That's exactly what you want. And I agree, Jody, the culinary class that they can take in high school is so valuable. That really did spark Xavier sort of to start cooking. And also, you talk about the Caesar. That was one of the, Caesar was part of the meal he had to make as his final project or whatever, and had to make it from scratch. And realizing, I mean, I didn't actually realize either, because I don't make a lot of things, but I, you know, watching him make it and realizing how easy it is really a valuable lesson as well, because it seems intimidating, as we talk about often, but then watching him make it, that was probably the easiest thing that he did of all the different things he was putting together for this final project kind of thing.
Yeah, like our recipe, Curse, talk about our recipe.
Yes, yeah, exactly. It's not like raw egg, just in a blender, you're going to throw garlic, you're going to throw Dijon, you're going to throw capers. I put an anchovy in because I had them and it was delicious. You're going to put a cup of Parmesan cheese, half a cup of mayo, red wine vinegar, lemon juice, and then just drizzle in a little bit of olive oil. And you're drinking it. It's so freaking good. Okay, Jody, I don't want to miss out whatever, what else you had. You had chicken Caesar wraps, Thai curry. What else have you eaten lately?
My oldest daughter made creamy chicken pesto gnocchi.
Ooh.
So I didn't make her make gnocchi from scratch. Again, a shout out to Olivieri. It's 2-minute gnocchi. We love it. We have it all the time for that reason, when we're wanting to feel excited and satisfied about a meal, but we don't have an hour and a half to make gnocchi from scratch. 2 minutes, come on. It's ready in 2 minutes. So she had to focus on making homemade pesto. And that was it. And cooking chicken. And I did get, she, the cool thing is, she came back, she was like, how was it? I'm like, it was delicious. I'm going to give you some pointers. The chicken is dusty. She's like, yeah, I know. She was like, and I didn't have time to make the broccoli. And I'm like, I know. I've got, and so for that recipe, we didn't have one, but we had a recipe for the pesto. So I'm like, I will write you a recipe that makes it really quick and efficient. My youngest, he is 12. He wanted to make pasta carbonara, like the first time he had it. And the first time he had it, I made it with wagon wheels because I didn't have spaghetti. I think it was during COVID times again. I had these, you know, the wagon wheel pasta, and I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it. So I was like, sorry, bud, you're going to have this spaghettini, like just a regular carbonara. It was, that's an advanced job because there's a lot of pan work. At first I was like, yeah, it's just bacon and egg pasta, right? Like that's, right? That's what we call it. It's a thickened with egg yolks. But it is a lot of pan work and it takes a little bit more. So he got a lot of help from his dad. Thanks, dad, right? And so it felt, so for some people, it felt like he didn't make it.
Oh.
Oh, come on. A 20-year-old and a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old, the burnt crouton.
Yeah, true. Yes, yes.
They've got some burnt crouton chips on their shoulder, right? They want it to be, they want him to work more. So what I'm going to do with him is he's going to choose a menu. We're going to do it together and then he can do it again on his own. So that's how that's going to work with him until he gets comfortable.
You know, that's kind of like, Jody, I have been inspired by you, even though, as my husband has said, I'm having a hard time relinquishing control of my kid. I'm having a hard time letting go. I'm having a hard time being over there and not right here. So we've started off more of like a group effort. And as you said, like age, right? So it's like, okay, Miles can make a vinaigrette, right? 3, 2, 1, right? 3 oil. 2 vinegar, 1 maple syrup. And he's like measuring. So you're in charge of salad, Miles. You can grate a carrot and chop some lettuce. As I'm sitting over there, I'm watching Colby more get involved and be like, okay, Charlie, what do you want to put in the, like, let's make these meatballs. And they made meatballs and Miles did the salad. So it's more of just this, what you've done is you have reminded us how important this is for our families, whether they're doing it by themselves, whether you're getting the whole family involved and more. And then, like I said, this morning, right? Like not normally are noodles being made by the kids in the morning for their thermos. And today it happened. So little wins. Thank you, Jody.
You're welcome. I do want to backtrack because the reaction of the people, right? So that I gave you the reaction of my family, right? Oh, and yes. On that first night, it was like, no, tell us you're not doing this. No, come on, mom, get in there. Like, come on. I'm like laughing. I'm like, guys, I'm not. And I'm actually satisfied with my lunch. So if you don't cook dinner, like you're not eating, right? So they're like, please, please, please. And they received, when that video went out that first day, they received messages, like private messages to my kids. They're like, dude, saw your mom's video. I am so sorry. And then another one, you know, my other daughter, people were laughing at her. They're like, ah, I saw your mom. Another one, another person messaged me and told me that her daughter called me a real baddie for quitting cooking. But please, no, that's a good thing, Kirst. It's a compliment.
Oh,
I'm a baddie. Yeah. That's a compliment. Kirst gave her like a look of like, you're not bad, girl. It's a compliment. And she was like, but please, mom, don't quit. Don't quit cooking for us. That friend of mine sent me a message yesterday and she said, you have inspired me. The kids and my husband are now in charge of, you know, planning and executing 3 meals throughout the week. Cause we all work, right? When we get that, what they don't realize that they're giving back to us and we need to tell them is the gift of time.
100%. There's been so many times where I'm like, wow, I'm like a whole other hour. Like, and we love our job. So it's kind of cool, right? Like
So that's the cool part. And then people are checking in on my children out in public, right? They're like, are you eating enough? Like, are you okay? What did you get to eat for dinner tonight? Like it's amazing, right? Like, I promise you, my kids are not being malnourished, right? Like, they are being fed. They are getting to eat. They are, but we always have people checking up. And then a dad came up to me and he's like, Jody, love the videos. Love the videos. It even inspired me to come home and make a meal. And I'm like, what? And I said, can I post this? He's like, yeah. He's like, he doesn't cook at all. Doesn't do any of the cooking. Leaves it all to the wife. Right. So then he went home and he cooked. What a gift. Mm-hmm. What a gift. So for inspiring husbands as well, right? I know, like
neighbors.
Yeah, neighbors. kids.
My 13-year-old neighbor's like, can you teach me how to cook?
Aww.
I'm like, sure, buddy.
I love that you are inspiring so many people. And what I really like about it, I have to say, is that it's real. We just talked a little bit about how you were a sous chef, or you helped, you know, your 12-year-old, you know, reach a little higher because it was a little more complicated. Because sometimes online we see, I'm done, and they're cooking for 25 days, and we pretend, some people who post pretend like they don't have anything to do with it, or it just happens and everything's perfect kind of thing. I really like how you really talk about you're still there and you're still guiding, because that's the teaching part, right? And we have to show them. It's that they've been watching us for years. Now it's, we're going to watch you do it. And then the next step is they get to do it on their own. And you have to do, you can't skip the middle step if you want them to be empowered to do the things on their own. So I think it makes all of us feel better that if we help or we step in, or, you know, Kirsty, I love that it's like, yeah, age and stage, salad, perfect. I'm going to do this over here. You're going to do that. Helping is the first step in it to the independent part. So it's inspiring to hear that it's a whole process and it's a group effort and there's lots of different stages to it. So thank you for that.
Yeah. You know, yesterday or last night for dinner, as we said, we did the kale Caesar wraps. And my oldest was saying, she came home from work and she's like, it's my night to cook. I'm like, okay, great. And I'm like, this is what I've got in the fridge. This is what I did in my class. And she used that as a starting point. So she took out what I had, put it out, and then fleshed it out.
Wow.
We had extra rotisserie. We had rotisserie chickens, because I'm not an animal, right? I'm not making them make every meal. We've had some takeout along the way, right? We've had a Costco pizza I brought home and they were like thrilled. I bought two rotisserie chickens for no real intention other than they, you know, they could eat something. So she took the chicken off the carcass, put it into a bowl, added some wraps, chopped up some veggies, some cucumbers and that sort of thing, and just put it out buffet style. Someone argued, well, that's not, she didn't do anything. I'm like, yes, she did. She took that, as we said, out of my mind to worry about the logistics of getting it all out on the table. She utilized stuff that was in my fridge and not jam packing it full of more stuff. Right. And it was delicious. Right. It was just the effort of going through the motions of feeding us with the stuff that we had.
Let's talk about the pride, right? Like, how proud are they, right?
Yeah. And she said to me, she's like, well, I just did this. I'm like, no, you didn't. You just did. You allowed me to sit back, continue to work what we're working on. We are working on a cookbook. We are right now cataloging our recipes. Last night was 480 and counting. I think we're over 500 recipes today, Kirst. Are we not?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So we're just cataloging. We're going to edit. We need some testers. We need all of these things. I need to put together a proposal. So it's out there now. It's, you have manifest by talking about it. So that's what I continue to do. It was a pure gift. It made me happy. It was delicious. The other thing that I do want to say that I think is important to say is like, yeah, well, it's easy for you too. You're chefs. You've got these recipes and you've got that. Like, my website is free. theculinarystudio.ca. There is a knife skills class on there that they can take for free. Yeah, if you comb through some of those recipes, Kirsty has, we put them on a promo for free once in a while. Sometimes she forgets to take them off. I don't tell her, because I tell people, I'm like, go take a look, right? We've got lots of recipes that are free in blogs. Kirsty, like, what's a recipe you made on repeat? Did we talk about this in today's class or today's podcast?
I don't think so. What recipe have I been making on repeat?
Beef broccoli. You say you make versions of it.
Oh, yes. I make our beef broccoli stir fry or versions thereof. And now, again, group work. This, like, here, mix the sauce together. And Amy, we've talked about this recipe before, right? In our, I think, our stir fry class. So now the 13-year-old can take the four ingredients and whisk them together in a measuring cup. And then, oh yeah, we did group work. And then the other one snapped the snow peas. We had an abundance of snow peas. So I just replaced the broccoli with snow peas. Here, snap the snow peas.
Yeah. Jody, to your point of you're chefs and it must be easy for you. I haven't done 21 days and haven't pulled the chute, but the twins do cook together and they bake. Let's go with first, they love to bake. So that's a starting point. There's lots of cookies when they get together and bake. But the other day we weren't home for the day and they walked to the grocery store and they bought whatever they wanted to make. I think it was a pasta that they made. And then they came back and, you know, you talk a little bit about the economical lesson that's in it too. And so just doing that exercise, understanding how much things cost, like they're like, oh my gosh, did you know, Mom, that this costs this much? And I'm like, Yes, I did. But I'm glad that you now know that this costs this much. And they did it together, which I thought was really great. And they ate. And just like you said, Jody, they're not hungry. They you know, it was what it was. And they had a great time doing it. And I think that at the end of the day, those will be memories too, you know, in 10 years kind of thing. And so when you talked about, when I saw you started posting and then because it's March break when we're recording this, they've been doing a little more baking together. It has inspired me to sort of think about how can I incorporate something similar to the 21 days when, you know, when everyone's maybe home for the summer or something like that. So it is possible when you're not a chef, I guess is what I want to say.
It is possible. And some meals don't take a long time. They don't take a long time. They can be made, you know, our kids are getting home at 2:30. 3 o'clock. They're getting home before us. They don't need a nap every single night before dinner. They don't need a pre-dinner nap. Mm-hmm. There's a few other things that I wanted to touch on. I know that we're like, there's so many things. One, if your kid has a driver's license, they can grocery shop.
Oh, yes. Yes. And mine did. Jackson was always very good about when he was out. Well, hockey, go to practice and he would go to the grocery store and then come home. And you're not wrong. You have to just ask them and they like it. It's freedom too for them. And it was so helpful.
And I have very strict rules. I'm like, don't buy it if it's not on sale. Right. And give me a call if you're like, you want something. Like I might say yes or I might say no. Sometimes they come home and they're mad because they went together and they're like, they wouldn't let me get this. I'm like, why not? Like, why couldn't she have gotten that? I think it might have been a tub of ice cream. I'm like, we can have a tub of ice cream in our house. That's no problem. But so they're even more strict than not. The other thing is going to be there's going to be doubters and they're going to be like, yeah, you are saying all this and they're not making it. The reality is, my friends, that before this podcast, I cleaned up some powdered cheese from Kraft Dinner off my counter. So when I go to sleep, I've talked about my night raccoons before. When I go to sleep, my kids are still making, you know, Kraft Dinner. And nothing's wrong with it. I would love a bowl of Kraft Dinner made for me as long as it's al dente.
And topped with bacon.
Oh, that's high-end Kraft Dinner. Holy cow.
And my oma used to top it with bacon. Like, she's like, it's not finished yet. Let's get some bacon on top of that Kraft Dinner.
Like, gourmand right there. Yeah. Yeah, no, I just want it al dente. Like, I don't even need the bougie bacon, but love your almost thoughts. Yeah. So they're still eating stuff like that. There's still convenience bowls of ramen in here, but they are engaging more. Now they ask, who's cooking? What are we eating? How, you know? And so it's been really great.
Amy, I like what you said about building memories, right? Like, I have a core memory of cooking with my brothers. We're a real food family. And I remember us making tacos together for the first time. I think my oldest brother just got his license, right? And, you know, back then you didn't have hot sauce in your fridge. Like, and so we were making tacos and we're like, we need hot sauce. And so we just drove to Taco Bell and stole a bunch of hot sauce packages. Now they don't have them like out front like that because people probably did that. All like core memories. And, you know, Jody, lest we forget, we were 12 and 13 and maybe younger, maybe a bit older when we started cooking. And look at us now.
Yeah. And that's so true. And that was a comment that came up in one of our posts, Kurt. So like, when did your mother quit? Right. Like, my mom was a hairdresser. She owned her own salon. Before she did that, she worked Thursday and Friday night. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, those were not her days of cooking. Right. Like those are days that we cooked or my dad cooked. My dad would be like, hey, do you want cold pork and beans or warm pork and beans?
That was one of them, along with some homemade sausage. It wasn't all like that. He did the stir fry for us, but you know, that's kind of how it was. But that's where I'm like, I will cook. And it was rewarding because you got to choose, you got to make it. It was all you, and sit down and everyone enjoyed it, right? Like nothing's better than everyone's just quiet and they're just eating their meal.
And happy about it.
Yeah.
So the question I've been dying to ask the whole time is that they cook, we eat, it's great, it's improving. Who cleans up?
Whoever doesn't cook.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. So my kids, because again, I got four, right? There's benefits, right? There's, and I love having a big family, came from a big family, have a big family. We all take, everyone takes turns, right? So sometimes I will eat and not clean up. I will just sit back down. Whoever is cooking needs to do some dishes along the way. But it's always been, I rarely cleaned up. If I wanted it to go faster, right? So last night I had two kids cleaning up after that meal and I put a timer on. I'm like, come on, because otherwise they just talk and fool around and you hear them just like, you know, and which is great, but.
Well, you got to prepare them for a paid gig, right? Like,
yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm preparing them to be in a dish pit somewhere.
Yes, that's your first job. That's everyone's first job.
Oh, it's called, what is called dish area. People don't like the word dish pit, but that's what we called it in the kitchen. Or in professional kitchen.
Dish pit, dish pig. Yeah. Yeah, my third, almost 14-year-old is applying to be a dish pig very soon. And I got to say, I've taught him to be very efficient.
Yeah, I set the timer and I set it for 10 minutes. And it was like, you guys have a minute and a half left. We're like, Mom, give us 15. We should have had 15. I set the timer. I added that time and they were done. They were upstairs when the timer was done. So they can do it. I don't expect them to dry all the dishes, some of them, but I prefer them to air dry and then put them away. My mom hated that, but from a professional perspective, that's a more sanitary way to go. So I don't mind it.
Yeah. Did you know that? Fun fact. Do not dry your dishes. Yeah.
I didn't. And I feel pretty good about that because we're the same, because it's a lot of people and a lot of extracurriculars and just out of sheer busyness, we wash the bigger things and we always let them air dry. And then
yeah, let God dry your dishes. That's what someone told me once. God's drying the dishes today.
I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah. My mom would have given me a hard time. She was like, all those dishes needed, like the kitchen needs to be spotless. But then when I became a professional chef, I was like, oh, this is actually the right way to do it.
That's awesome.
There's clean, and then some people that have the whole, I don't want to see anything. Those are two different things. The kitchen can be clean and good to go with dishes drying or things laid out for lunch the next day. The counter doesn't have to be spotless and have nothing on it to be clean. There's lots of different ways to make that happen.
Thank you. We can have a clean shit storm of a kitchen is what you're saying.
Yes, you can. And that's pretty much how ours is.
That's a good way to wrap.
It is. Thank you so much for sharing, Jody. And I think thank you for sharing online and on the podcast. And I hope, I mean, I'm doing 21 times four. You've got a lot of days left. So I hope you continue to share. And we're excited to see what your kids do next and how the rest of us are inspired to follow suit.
Thank you so much. It's been fun.
Thank you for joining us in the kitchen today. If you'd like to know more about what we talked about, including recipes, recommendations, and links to Jody and Kirsty's full selection of online classes, you can find everything in the show notes or visit the Culinary Studio website. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to the podcast and take a moment to leave us a review. Chef Over Your Shoulder is a member of the Bespoke Productions Hub podcast network. Happy cooking.